Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
When Anchorage's big electric utility asked regulators permission last year to raise its rates by 5.5%, renewable energy advocates responded with a counterproposal. Could heavy residential users of power be charged even higher prices for each kilowatt of electricity as a way to encourage conservation of Alaska's dwindling supply of natural gas? The Regulatory Commission of Alaska last week ruled on the broader rate increase requested by Chugach Electric Association. The utility says it's still studying the intricate 89-page order to understand its effects. But to the advocates who proposed the natural gas conservation scheme, there was one clear takeaway. The order made just one passing reference to their proposal, and they say it ignored a state law that requires the commission, when setting electricity rates, to, quote, promote the conservation of resources, end quote, used to generate power. The organization Renewable Energy Alaska Project participated in the commission proceedings, known as a rate case, with free legal help from the environmental law firm Earth Justice. Attorneys with the firm were set to meet this week to discuss their options, which include asking the commission to reconsider its order or appealing the decision to the courts. The commission, through spokesman Steve Jones, declined to comment, citing the potential for an appeal. Chugach is analyzing the commission's order and said they will communicate with our members when we are clear on what it means for them. The commission rejected a proposal by Chugach to raise its allowed profit margins, calculated using a financial benchmark called Times Interest Earned Ratio, or TIER. The utility wanted to raise its TIER, a ratio expressing how much the utility's yearly earnings exceed its required debt payments, to 1.75 from 1.55, which, the commission said, would have raised the rates by a total of $7.7 million. Oil and gas company Hilcorp appears to be moving toward new oil and gas exploration work in Alaska's interior, according to public documents released by state land managers. Hilcorp on September 19th applied to the Alaska Department of Natural Resources to install water level gauges in Birch Creek, not far from the Yukon River, quote, in support of oil and gas operations. Hilcorp has previously explored in the area in a partnership with Doyon, the native-owned regional corporation of Interior Alaska. The original agreement covered exploration of 1.6 million acres, just 3% of that area was selected by Hilcorp for further exploration this year, Doyon says on an informational webpage. Plans for specific activities for the remainder of 2024 and 2025 are still in progress, but Hilcorp and Doyon will continue providing regular status updates to leaders in the region, the page says. The area is relatively close to the Trans-Alaska Pipeline, but it's also near the Yukon Flats National Wildlife Refuge, which could complicate any plans for development. ConocoPhillips Alaska Incorporated announced on Thursday, October 3rd, that it has signed a purchase and sale agreement to acquire Chevron USA Incorporated and the Union Oil Company of California's non-operated interest in the Kuparuk River unit and a portion of its non-operated interest in the Prudhoe Bay unit for approximately $300 million, subject to customary adjustments at closing. The transaction closing is expected by the end of the year. When the transaction closes, ConocoPhillips Alaska's working interest will increase approximately 5% to a range of 94% to 99% in the Kuparuk River unit, inclusive of satellite fields, and will increase 0.4% to approximately 36.5% in the Prudhoe Bay unit. The transaction is expected to add an estimated 5,000 net barrels of oil equivalent per day to the company's portfolio going forward. This transaction once again demonstrates our investment in the state, said Eric Isaacson, president of ConocoPhillips Alaska. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.